Hello, everybody, and welcome to year 12 of Project Down and Dirty. Starting off with a bang. It is Project Down and Dirty year 12. It's like a shuttle launch film fest. Welcome to our reunion show where we spill the tea on everything that happens. We're going to go down the line. I think you know everyone, but let's go show by show. They're your friends from noon to three. Give it up for Colleen, Bradley, and Holly. Hi. They get your mid-morning started off right from Donna and Steve Experience. It's Donna, Steve, and Rocco. They're your drive-time divas, and it all started with them. I refer to them as the big heads on the billboard, Lori, Julia, and Grant. And then hopefully we get your day started with a smile and a fall. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jason, Alexis, and Dawn McClain. Well, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you guys here. Over the next 2 hours, we're going to talk about all the things that you won't see tonight and all the things you will see tonight at the Film Fest. Thanks to our friends at the... Let's start off with a thanks. Thanks to our friends of the Twin Cities Film Fest. Let's give them a round of applause for finally making this come true after 7 years of asking the Emperor to do it. So let's just start off right away. And a little bit later in the show, we're also going to look back at 12 years of Project Down and Dirties, because this was an unusual year where, well, we really didn't see each other. None of us really saw each other. So there's not a lot of behind-the-scenes shenanigans between shows, but within shows is a different story. And that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with Colleen and Bradley. Colleen, nice face. Nice face. Overall, Colleen, was this harder or easier than you thought this was going to be?
Oh, I'm honestly going to say I think it was harder than I thought it was going to be. It definitely was longer in terms of like the work that we put into it than I was ready for.
Bradley, how about you?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of work, a lot of late nights that I maybe wasn't expecting, but the creative part of it was as fun as I thought it was going to be, for sure.
And what can you two tell? Now, the audience here will actually be able to see it coming up in a little bit, but maybe if the folks driving home right now on 394, they won't get to see it maybe till Monday. What can you say? What can you say with keeping some surprises about your film?
I can say that if you were listening to our show today, you didn't know that you heard it. I know, Alexa.
Surprise.
What does it mean? It was an Easter egg.
There was a big, fat Easter egg in our show today.
And we did it on purpose.
You sneaky rascals. I love it. Let's go to Lori and Julia. Give it up for our drive time divas. Now, historically, you two, and I don't think you'll mind me saying this, you two aren't always the most excited about Project Down and Dirty.
Only if it's an easy one.
That's right. How did you feel when this was announced compared to how do you feel about it now that it's basically done?
Well, we were
panicked
nervous
initially because,
yeah,
again,
panic.
We have no talent.
We're
compared
like, how
to your
are we
shows
act?
And your shows.
How are we going to memorize dialogue? I screwed up a song on the Broadway thing. It was on my hand. I still miss the lyrics. So memorizing dialogue was freaking us out.
Okay.
And just even coming up with anything. So we were initially very freaked, don't you think, Grant?
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking in the beginning, yeah. But the idea we had set was
pretty quick,
concrete.
Who
pretty
came
quickly
up with the idea? Who came up with the concept?
Oh, Lori.
She won, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I did.
So
I was at
don't say what
it
is. I
won't say too much. I was in Duluth, and let's just say I was festing, and
which means drinking.
Yeah, and I was in full admiration of people on stage, and then our next door neighbor at the Pier B happened to be an old friend of mine, who owned a site that I thought, well, if we do this for a movie, this could be a perfect thing.
And that's where it started?
And then, yes, that's where it started.
And Julie, I'm going to ask you what I asked Cobra. Without giving too many of the secrets away, what can you say about the concept of your movie?
That it's sort of...
classic.
Yeah. Sort of.
Classic.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola or what?
You know, that you
about
watch
a movie.
On the big screen, that kind of a movie,
okay.
You know? It's a movie.
No, sort Julia, of. Please tell us more about your movie. It's a movie.
She's quoting Harry Styles at the Venice Film
Festival.
He said,
you know, it's a movie about a movie
that must be seen in the theater.
Because it's a movie. So... what? Yeah.
I'm so glad I asked you that question.
I'm sorry, honey.
Like Colleen and Bradley, I would say some of what you'll see in the movie comes out on the show, too, a little bit, maybe. No? Yeah.
Well, we have voices, and we talk in this thing.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, note to self. Don't ask that question again to Lori. Let's move down to Donna and Steve. Donna Valentine, I'll start with that question. What can you tell us about your movie?
Well, I've been keeping a lot close to my chest, but I think I can say that our movie is about a business that's in trouble and being threatened by an out-of-towner who wants to take it away.
Okay.
Pretty good, right, Steve?
Yeah. That was good. That was pretty good. And that's all you're going to get out of Donna Valentine, just FYI.
Yeah, she's been very tight-lipped. I think within each team, Jason, there are people on the team who are like, do you want to know about my... tell me about your movie. I'll tell you about mine.
And I'm like...
And that's me. And Donna is like, don't say anything. Just shut up, you idiot.
Yeah. Can I tell you, on our team, here's a perfect example. Alexis texted me a couple nights ago. And she goes, girl, I made a TikTok with my costume on, and I'm wondering if I can post it. And I said, no. I said, you can do what you want. It's your phone. However.
However, in capital letters.
However.
Hail to no.
No. No. Absolutely not.
You'll see it later. Don't worry.
What can you, Lex, what can you tell the folks about our movie?
What can I say, Jason?
I was just going to say, what will Jason say?
That's why I'm asking you, Alexis.
You asked the question. Maybe you should answer the question. Well,
no, I think Dawn should answer the question.
It's like soap opera. Okay, you know what?
Dawn wrote it.
No, I didn't.
Dawn. It's early in the reunion, Dawn.
No, in the credits, which couldn't be changed, I wanted it to say, this is a story inspired by... a story written by Don McLean. Because
I love you.
In the creative process, you know, I wrote a script, but we changed a bunch of things and added things to it to make it better because it's a collaborative effort. And so it was really exciting to me. I don't have an attachment to that script. I wanted to give you guys a framework and then, hey, do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had to go on a trip and whatever. But... no, I really do appreciate, it was so fun to have everybody put their input, you know, from the director of photography to even an extra saying, hey, Jason, I think the line would be better if you said it this way. I was like, come on, girl, talk. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't care that it isn't my exact script. It's just, that would be dumb, you know?
Lex, I'm going to, a film within a film is
yeah.
What... it's and I know Donna Valentine said this, and I loved it, because it's very much, I think, how we feel, too, without giving anything away. And I think you'll see it. It is very much a love letter to you guys, to all of you that listen to our shows. And this is a compliment threaded into an answer. It's a compliment to Dawn. There is so much layered into the movie as far as this reference, and there's this line, and we say something a certain way because of you, you know, because of an inside joke on the show. Yeah. And that's all Dawn. I mean, it's all layered in. Yeah.
I will say there were, three different places where I was like, please just say it this way. And I'll say it's a reference to Fargo. So if one person gets it, I'll be so happy in my heart. There's a reference to a Sally Struthers commercial in the 80s, and if somebody gets that, I will love it.
If y'all get that, I'm going to take you on a trip. And if you find it, yeah.
And there's a reference to The Princess Bride.
Yes.
So I just wanted him to say it the exact way because it made me happy, and that's selfish. But just if one person in the audience goes, oh, my God, that's Fargo, I'll be like, yeah.
Steve, I'm going to ask you the question that I asked a couple of the other shows. What was the biggest challenge for you?
You know, I don't like to plan things. I'm not much of a planner in general. And Project Down and Dirty is usually the week of is sort of a, you go in and it's a hell week of sorts and it's delightful, but it's like, okay, what are we doing? This was the first time that we had meetings leading into it, like 4-hour-long meetings, which for Stevie Boy is a tall order. And there we were going through stuff and script ideas and stuff. And it was just, there was so much pre-production that was done. And I think how that changed it a little bit was by the time Monday came of this week, we were excited because we already had this idea. And now it's like, okay, we want to get to this. We want to shoot it. So showing up on set that day was really exciting.
Holly, every set, whether it's a real movie or what we did, has a feel. Every set has a feel. What was the feeling on your set?
Well, Bradley said terror. I beg to differ because we laughed so hard at each other throughout the entire filmmaking process that it was, I would say the attitude was joy. It was joy. Also exhaustion, but joy.
Joyful.
And just a tiny bit of beeping led to like momentary terror. There was actual terror.
Joy and momentary terror.
Yes.
There we go. More with the crew. Stay right there. Project Down and Dirty, Year 12, the reunion. We'll be back after this. Stay with us. It's our reunion show for Project Down and Dirty, Year 12, Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. Thanks to David at First Equity. He is always helping us out, and he's the presenter. Okay, so I asked the shows. I said, hey, friends, everybody email me some kind of lead-in questions to help us out. Because, again, this one was rather unusual where none of us saw each other. We usually can hear inside stories about what happened with everyone's adventures. And when I was reading everybody's homework, I realized there was a common question that every show said to ask. So I'm going to ask it. Here's a version of it. Did anyone have, quote, creative differences within our team or within the other folks about their film? Was there any creative differences on the set? Colleen's nodding her head, so she will begin.
Okay, so I...
Because this question came from your show.
Actually, you know, I have to confess something. I was not there for the actual creative differences, so I cannot speak directly to it. I only got the report of the report. So I would like to defer to either my co-host or our producer, Holly, to share. I would like to defer to Holly to share, because she was directing this particular day.
Yeah. We had some creative differences in how my portion of the program was set up, and that the director wanted to do one thing, and I was adamantly against it. You know the Looney Tune cartoon with Bugs and Daffy?
Yeah.
Where they're like duck season, rabbit season?
Yeah.
We played that out for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Duck season and rabbit season. I'd like to say
We ping ponged back and forth, so we tag teamed and then triple tag teamed because we had Pat there too. And they'd be like, what about? And we're like, nope. And they're like, but what about?
Not gonna
another yet. One would go, nope. And another one would, you know, well, but okay, but I know, I totally get it. It's fine. But, and literally the third person would be like, okay. Here's the thing. If we do this thing, some stuff's going to happen. It's going to start rolling downhill. We're going to lose control of it, and bad things will come about as a result.
Yeah.
And then they finally were like, okay,
yep.
All right.
Yep.
You're
yep.
sure? Yes, we're absolutely sure. I mean, we can say what it was, can't we?
Well, yeah, we
Yeah, let's hear it.
So we shot this part in the Hubbard Broadcasting Cafeteria, which is a wonderful spot. Their idea was to move some of the equipment that was plugged into the wall that had perishable goods in it and move it to recreate the scene.
They wanted to create a grocery aisle.
Yes.
And so they were like, let's just move all of the coolers and shelving across the room. Meanwhile, keep in mind, there's an active television station happening. But
oh, yeah.
On either side of the cafeteria with actual meteorologist Ren Clare walking back and forth.
Yeah, well, she actually shut the door on what we were doing.
So we were like, I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because if there's anything that Team Cobra has learned the hard way, it's that you should play the tape all the way through to any sort of potential disaster stink bomb.
Hashtag stink bomb. That's right. Hey, before we move on, why don't you give a shout out, because now we just talked about him, to your crew. Want to give a shout out to your director?
Yeah, to CJ Renner, our director. He did a fabulous job. Our director of photography, Ryan, and our very gifted and talented editor, Josh. They were a delight to work with.
And Justin, our actor friend who popped in to help out. I mean, everybody literally, and I'm sure every other team is going to say the same exact thing, but I cannot tell you how important it is to have talented people who believe in us when we don't necessarily know what the heck we're doing. So thank you.
Let's move to Lori and Julia. Lori and Julia, were there any...
This was not one of our questions.
No, I know, Lori.
I just want to say...
I'm still allowed to ask you.
I know.
No, your questions from Julia were as follows. Ask us about wardrobe. There we go. That was about the question Julia sent me. So were there any creative differences on the set?
Once in a while, Julia more than me, I did it at least twice, but she did it several times. We forgot we were not the directors.
Not the director.
Anyone surprised by that, please raise your hand.
But really, it was simple stuff like if you just move that table, you would have more room to film. That was it. I would just be like, why don't we move the table?
Yeah.
I mean, it was stupid little things like that. Nothing about the script or what we were doing.
Grant, is any of this accurate?
Yeah, there was... It's pretty accurate, actually, yes. but you guys were both very, cool and calm throughout the whole thing. You were very cooperative, and really, our director did a great job of just kind of telling us where to be and let us be us, because we didn't have a script. That's the difference. We did this without
a script. We're unscripted people.
And the audience is laughing.
So you've been warned.
That did make it really, really interesting. And she let us have full reign with that.
Wow. Grant, you want to give a shout out to your team, your creative team?
Yeah, Vanessa Powers was our director. And
fantastic.
We had Joy, who was one of our extras. She was great. Baron was another extra actor in our show.
Matt did sound. Bill from the Film Fest did sound. We had two camera guys.
We have some surprise actors.
Oh, no, we had COVID.
It was like Spielberg
over
there.
Oh, yeah. We had COVID issues our
first
night.
Let's move to the Donna and Steve experience. Rocco, any fights?
I would not say fights. I will say this. I think in the creative process, I think we expected to have to come up with stuff. And then I came up with something. I thought it was great. And then the directors were like, yeah, that's great. We're going to go with our idea. I was like, okay, all right. We got it. I got it. And then they're like, but why don't you guys, I know you and Don are going on vacation this weekend. Not together. why don't you come back Monday with, a treatment? And I did. I came out of the Boundary Waters with like a whole bunch of great ideas, and I texted these guys, and they're like, well, we don't need that. The director's already wrote a script. And to be honest, I was like, what the? I was kind of upset, and I kind of wanted to withdraw a little bit and pout a little bit. And I was like, but what good is that going to do anything?
You even yelled at me and said, I need to get away from you.
Well, no,
and slam the door. That came later.
But then, first of all,
I was like, what did I do?
At
just
no point
here.
Did we never trust that our directors.
They're awesome.
They showed us they're real. All the meetings were great. One of our directors, Kristen, listens to our show.
Yeah.
So she gets us, we get her. Anyways, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to let that bug me. They wrote a script. It looked awesome. It was hilarious. We did it. I participated.
They used all of our ideas, though. Every idea we had, they incorporated into the script and then added some stuff, and it was great. And brevity. They're really, really good at saying something super funny in, like, the shortest amount of time.
Donnie, do you want to give a shout-out to them?
Yes. Justin and Kristen Schock, Above the Line Entertainment. Mm-hmm. They are absolutely fantastic, and we love them, and they put so much blood, sweat, and tears
into our
film.
You had two directors.
They're a married couple who are two for the price of one. Yeah.
Here's one thing that won't surprise you, Jason, or anyone here probably.
Yes.
The only point of tension that we had during like our Zoom meetings, like the four meetings, they had this great script and brevity is great, and that's usually the better joke anyway. But there were times when I was like, well, what if we did this too? So go figure. I kept trying to add on to it and extend the time.
And
I was like, what if we did this?
So shocked.
And I know. And then Donna was like, Steve, why?
That's
why are you
7 minutes
this?
Right there, dude. That's our whole film. And it's like one interaction.
Call me crazy, but do you mean kind of like what you did at comedy?
I don't think I was at that project Down and Dirty.
I mean, I don't know if you remember.
I don't think
Lori
I was.
And Julia remember.
Yeah, I remember.
We remember.
Julia almost took my head off with a shoe.
That was approved backstage by many people.
I understand.
If you don't know what we're referencing, Julia was looking for heavy equipment to throw at Steve on stage. That's right. Okay, when we come back, how about the morning show? Was there any creative differences on our movie shoot? Well, as the ladies look at me. Anyway, we'll find out those stories and those answers when we come back. Back in a moment. For year 12, Reunited. Film Fest, we are here at the West End, the Shops of the West End, thanks to our good friends at the Twin Cities Film Fest. Okay, so one of the questions that most of the shows kind of emailed me to ask today was if there were any differences on the set, whether within the show or with their assigned team. So you heard from the other shows. Now we'll talk about our show in the morning. Dawn, what do you think?
I don't remember the day we filmed because I had come back from Europe. I was in overseas, and I had a long commute back home. It was like a 20-hour day because you're going back in time. And so I had 3 hours sleep, and I don't remember most of it. You just go on autopilot. I think that at one point, there was something that happened with the telling of the story where I had to say, okay, in this world, let me explain the world to you, because our director was confused about what the world was. But he was so nice. Our director, Adrian Wilson, is a documentarian normally, and he was thrown into this, and he had to do this comedy with a script and, you know, crazy people.
Which he had never worked with before.
Never worked with, and he was so nice the whole time, you guys. I can't even tell you how nice this guy is and how we would say positive. We would say, hey, can we do it this way? He's like, yeah, let's do it that way. I mean, he's like a gummy bear. It's just amazing. He's just so nice. So I think, when we were editing, he got a little perturbed because there was a cut that he wanted to use because he had two cameras going from different angles. And Bill, who runs the film festival, Bill Cooper, he walked in front of the camera. He goes, who was that? Because there's a big blur. And he's like, I think that was Bill taking pictures. So that was kind of funny that he was like, dang it, Bill.
It's probably the most anger we saw.
Yeah,
that
was like,
even
he's like,
anger.
Oh, man, Bill. But that's about it. You know?
Yeah. Lex and I were saying, and Dawn put it really well, the only problem we had, right, Lex, was the concept, and we really can't say much, but the overall concept is a format that there would be no reason for him to know. So to introduce him to that world was rather difficult for all involved. Yeah.
Alexis, you barely knew it.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
You guys are much more...
older.
I didn't say it. She said it. They're a lot older than me. Okay. Yeah, that's it. So I kind of have watched the concepts later, and so I didn't quite, I wasn't allowed to. I had to go to sleep after Beauty and the Beast, okay?
Yeah.
So hint right there, everybody. But yes, I think that was part of it too. And then also taking his creative idea and how those two things would weave into it, that is, putting
and
that puzzle together is tough.
And the third idea.
And there's a third idea that we had to put in there, too.
The end.
There was? Oh, yeah. I had to rewrite the end. Yeah.
Well, three concepts, really, in one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Three kind of ideas melding as one. Let's talk about the charities, because at the heart of all the project Down and Dirties, whether it's Film Fest or construction or art or the first year when we were in a trailer filled with rats, it's all about charity. So let's start with Lori and Julia. Lori and Julia, tell us about your charity.
Our charity is the Alexander House, which supports people who are getting out of physically abusive, sexually abusive, elder abuse, and they are 24/7. They service all of Minnesota, and they support everything from legal to shelter to education and schools. So they're just amazing, and they've been around since 1975.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Kalina Bradley?
Our organization is One Heartland, which is made up of a bunch of programs, and we've gotten to learn ourselves about a lot of those programs. One in particular, we spoke with a young person today who went to Camp True Colors, which is a camp that provides really safe space, but also just a place to have fun for LGBTQ youth. And One Heartland is doing tremendous work. Like I said, we've gotten to learn an incredible amount about them over the last week, and hopefully are able to help a lot of kids go to camp.
Don and Steve?
Ours was face-to-face, and we weren't familiar with this organization, but they, too, they've been around for decades. And the succinct way to say it is that they help youth who are in crisis. So from 11 until 25 years old, any given night, there are 6,000 Minnesotans in that age group who are technically homeless. And with that comes a myriad of different crises, plural, that they would have to deal with. And they just come alongside them and support them however they need support. And we heard from one mom who 30 years ago was, you know, I think she was like a teenager, pregnant, moment of crisis and stress. They came alongside her, helped with all of her bills and medical care, and now she has a 30-year-old son as a result. So it was cool to see some of that full circle, what that help initially turns into. So, yeah, they're great.
And finally, our show, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Lex?
Yeah, we had the Twin Cities Film Fest. Of course, it is a festival, October 20th through the 29th. 140 films. So we have the big films, the big pictures, and we also have local filmmakers like Adrian Wilson, our director, and Tomas Ray, who was our photographer. They worked on A Letter to Bryson, which is just outstanding, and it's very powerful. They were out during the riots after George Floyd's death or murder, and they captured it all. So it's really powerful, and it's a letter to his son, Bryson, who's 6. So we have the film fest, but there's so much more because they rent out equipment to filmmakers. They have panels. They have networking events. They have mentorships. We met a bunch of them on our sets here who are part of the Twin Cities Film Fest, where they were able to experience being on a set. And so just all year round, they do amazing work in the community.
And you can still donate right now. Go to mytalk1071.com, click on Project Down and Dirty, and hit that Donate Now button, and continue to give to all of these great charities. Let's lighten it up a little bit now that we've talked about our charities. Funniest moment or moments on the set. We'll begin with Colleen and Bradley. Was there a moment where you just almost peed your pants?
All of them?
Yeah.
I mean, truly, honestly, the comedy did not stop on the Colleen and Bradley show. Okay. So we have a one particular brand that is represented in one of our vignettes. I think we've said a lot on our show that our movie is made up of three different vignettes that we were each responsible for. And you may have heard of an outfit called Amazon. It just happened that when we were on the front steps of my house filming about an Amazon delivery came. And I was like, there's an Amazon truck. And like,
we were impressed. I was like, wow, this crew is amazing. I mean, that big Amazon truck came down the road. The guy got out with a uniform on.
Yeah.
He had a box.
Yeah, and to the credit of our crew, everybody dropped everything that they were doing, turned on the Amazon guy, and like get the whole, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm sure he knows me by name because I might get a delivery or two. And so he left. He got back in his truck. Then he turns around, comes back, and is like, "What is happening? Like, what was I just a part of? You know?" And but it was awesome. It was well timed.
Is this an adult film?
Yeah.
Well, with a delivery man. Yeah. Lori and Julia.
Oh, I think the
second day when we could relax. That's when from then on I felt like everything was funny.
Right.
The first day nothing was really funny.
I thought the first day was
funny. You did. I wasn't relaxed.
Yeah, I was more zen about it, if you can believe it. But the dance studio with real dancers and instructions from a modern dance teacher.
We were laughing pretty hard.
And our ability to
do nothing,
not dance. Mm-hmm. And move
undance,
in,
even.
Move in unbecoming yet maybe strangely attractive ways.
No, speak for yourself. Mine weren't. That was, we just all left. Didn't you think that was pretty funny?
Oh, yeah, that was.
And then we, because we have no talent, we invited people with talent to be in our movie.
Yeah.
So they all were very, very funny. So that was super funny.
And I got shushed by Bill, who was being our sound guy at one point. Not shushed, he gave me the look like, hey, because you guys know in the show I'm always laughing. And there was some funny comments made by this one and a person who's in our film, and I couldn't resist laughing. He looked back at me, so you might hear me giggling accidentally, and that's not on purpose. Well, that was
like Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. High. The Anderson Cooper giggle laugh. So it was fun. That was fun. Yeah.
Funniest moment for you guys, Donna and Steve?
We'll let Rocco take this one.
We crack each other up like the whole time we're around each other. You might have heard our show. That's how it was this whole time. I'm actually surprised that we didn't have to stop shooting because of laughter. Somehow we were very professional. What happened?
He made a comment about Geritol.
Donna's been leaning into this new character. And she was struggling with opening a window, and I made a Geritol joke, and she gave me an "oh, really," and I think we all lost it.
And then it went action. And so Rocco and I could not shake it.
But then there was also laughter, scripted laughter in the scene. And so that turned into a very funny, just silly experience. Whereas like toward the end of the shoot, we all just got to let it out together.
Yeah. But seriously, I'm surprised we didn't have to. There was no like, "All right, guys, calm down. We're trying to shoot here." That never happened.
Nope.
Okay.
We're professionals. Thank you.
Oh, very fancy, Donna Valentine. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the morning show. What was I have a feeling I know what we're going to say, but you'll see when we come back. Back in a moment. And welcome back, everybody, to Project Down and Dirty Year 12. A little bit later in the show, we're going to walk down memory lane through 12 years of art and restaurants and musicals and rock bands and military and Lori and Julia dancing, oh my, coming up a little bit later. But right now, we're talking about some of the funniest moments during the making of our movies. We've heard from the other shows, and now we're going to hear from the morning show. Dawn, what do you think was our funniest moment or one of them on set?
Probably, we do have an intimacy coordinator on our set. So Alexis was the intimacy coordinator. And if she's the intimacy coordinator, she's coordinating two other people. So.
Who? I'm just joking. No.
So.
Yeah.
No. I found out later the amount of girls that Jason has actually had relations with, and it made me feel weird. I'll just be honest. Because I thought, oh, he's just gay as Christmas. Like, what's the harm?
What did it make you, Dawn?
And then I'm like, he's done this before.
I Colleen looks like I just told her.
What's
like,
wrong? Was it the gayest Christmas? I'm
you
sorry.
You knew. We're like legit friends.
No. I know. It made you feel
You may what? Not know the number, but
we
yeah.
We didn't understand over here, Donna. It made you feel what?
Kind of weird.
Okay, that's what we thought you said.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I get
weird.
It.
Pass it down.
Weird. Yeah,
weird. Weird. He's
weird.
So weird.
Weird. Weird.
Well, because you thought you were special. That's why. That's what happened. Right after he revealed it, you were like, "Wait, what?
No.
I thought I was one of the only couple." Oh. You know, like we know about the 90s, the two occasions in the 90s.
Yeah.
When it was a little further than just kissing, right? So that's what we thought was the number. But it's more than that.
It was Jason, a lot further, right, Steve?
The urge. Well,
why do you look
urge.
Confused, Patterson?
I'm starting to wonder, what's your movie rated? Like, is there a real...
A great question.
I will tell you, that's actually a good question.
Yeah.
There's two cuss words in it that you never hear us say.
That you can't say on the radio.
Right.
Oh, you can't say in pub. Yeah, I mean, there's two cuss words in there. And I'll give you two guesses of who says the cuss words. But there's, I mean, let's just say, Dawn and I.
Yeah.
We touch each other. Let's just say that. Yes.
Oh, my.
And we do play three characters each. So we touch each other.
But it's yourselves.
As different people.
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
We do.
Can I say we had to actually blur something out of our film?
You did?
That's how.
But
I can't tell if you're all excited.
Holly, what are you blurring?
What's
that? But ours is FCC regulation, family-friendly entertainment.
Who put that regulation on? We weren't told that.
Also, I have to tell you, this particular item that had to be blurred is...
It might be sitting in the back of my car right now.
Okay. It might take up the entire back seat of your car. Also,
maybe.
It's in there for a period of time that meant that our editor had to frame by frame blur it out. So
Shout out to Josh.
Because
it's in motion.
Put him through his paces. It's in motion. Well said.
Wow. Steve, how do you feel about
that? Not great about that one.
I don't even know if I'm going to go see any of these movies tonight.
So we're going to the back of my car later, right?
Steve, have I shown you the picture?
No, I don't
I'd like to do this live on the air.
Only Steve.
This
only
is
Steve.
Just
for your eyes only.
For your eyes only.
Am I seeing an unblurred photo?
Yeah, unblurred photo. You are seeing the uncensored.
Uh-huh. Just for you.
Oh, wait.
Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
Nope. No. You got to cut that scene. That cannot air tonight.
Too late.
Oh, my gosh. That's... Wow. That was very... Like...
Lori...
Put that phone down.
Yeah. Lori, Julia, is there any nudity in your film?
Not... I'm really sorry we didn't think of it.
And what's surprising is she didn't think of it. I mean, come on.
I was so busy worrying about wardrobe. I forgot about nudity.
Lori's whole way... The whole way this whole process has been for her, if I just know what I'm wearing, it's all going to work out.
Yeah.
That's it. Every day.
Yes.
I'm not stressed.
Like, Grant's not naked at any part of the movie, is he?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not that we know.
Yeah, not that we know.
And literally, we
know
nothing.
The audience is booing the lack of Grant nudity. Yeah.
But he's in the film a lot. At least we know. We have never seen it.
We were not a part of editing, or we did not want to be a part of anything technical. Our below the line was wardrobe, and above the line was talent. And we didn't need to be anywhere else.
We hovered the equator right there.
As I learned in therapy, I want to mirror this back. So let me get this straight. And I know all of us are thinking the exact same thing.
Really?
So let us get this straight. Mm-hmm. You wanted no script.
No.
You really wanted no concept.
No, we had a concept.
Okay. You
wanted a vacation before.
Yes. You walked on, you did your part, and you haven't touched it since.
That's absolutely correct.
That's it.
No, but the most work is we really had to work hard to bring the...
was B. Arthur in the background.
No, to bring the outfits.
Wait.
I mean, we were the stylists.
Jason, are we mind melding?
We're mind melding.
Why is that bad?
I will tell you.
It's not bad. It's just inaccurate.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. You're inaccurate with that, Julia. I hate to say that.
I will ask on behalf of Lori and Julia. They worked really hard, and they're wondering if they can have a couple comp days.
There you go.
That was put in the anonymous box.
What surprised you? We have a few minutes left in this one. What surprised you the most about the process? Steve?
I'm still thinking about that picture.
okay?
You know,
why do you think I went to you first? Yeah.
Thank you for bringing me out of that. You were my lifeline there. You know, we stopped by the director's house the 2 days after we finished, so on Wednesday and Thursday. And we really didn't, like, they were in a zone.
You know, why?
Just to be involved in post-production, to be committed employees. Anyway, we were there, and we were just sort of watching over their shoulder. And I have to tell you, you know, there's so much that happens on shoot day, and there's a lot of effort that goes into that. But then what happens after is, like, the director's eyes go bloodshot as they try to edit and then correct the sound and bring music in and look at different takes. I felt like we were almost invading their privacy, but they asked us to come here.
We may have been.
No, they were like, stay. And we're like, yeah, we should let you
work. We should leave now.
There's things like music that has to be added, special effects, color correction. So much goes into
it. This scares me a little bit.
I always say, you know, my husband listens to my talk more than, well, all of us at work here. And he said the first day, because Donna and Steve, my understanding was you had a shoot day, the first one, till about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So later. Colin comes home, he goes, oh, God. He goes, did you hear the girls today? And I said, no, I didn't hear him. He goes, Lori, he goes, let me quote Lori. Ugh, I'm so glad I'm not on that team.
Yeah, our first day was like 12 or 13 hours for sure.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, I was fading.
I will say that we get up at 4 a.m. and we shot until 7 p.m., so it's kind of the same amount of time.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Right?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Have you guys seen your finished product?
Yeah.
You have?
Have you?
A version of it.
Yes. We saw a rough cut. Well, we saw a rough cut.
I have.
Okay, no. We have no clue.
No, not a clue.
And we've this is parts. Starting to scare me.
Bradley, you've seen
we've
parts?
We've seen parts. We haven't seen the full meal deal yet, but all the blurring took a long time, so.
What? What? Colleen.
Just wait.
Colleen, what surprised you the most? Was it the blurring?
No, actually, it was, but how big that thing was that we had to blur. That was kind of a surprise. No, honestly, for me, it was like, I don't even know how to say this in a kind way, but like how much waiting there is. Like, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. And, you know, we shot two nights in a row till about midnight. And there was a lot of just sort of sitting and waiting for things to reset. We were outside on the side of a road and it was cold outside. And, you know, like just sitting and waiting for things to reset around you. And it was hard sometimes to, we'd be giggling and messing around. And then it was hard to like snap and like focus. But it was a lot of fun. And we actually, each of us did direct our own piece too. So that was an interesting, kind of. I say that
for
like,
the audience at home, Lori and Julia just passed out.
Overachievers.
And Grant has walked off the set.
We trust our director completely.
Nice retort, Lori.
Completely.
Okay. I don't even know where you go from there.
You know, the one thing I would add to...
Steve, we're out of time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Real quick. Go, got a commercial.
Steve, we're out of time. Yeah. No, go ahead. You have 10 seconds.
Real quick, you understand why actors who do movies, when they go to Broadway, they're like, this is so energizing because the amount of sitting around, you have no motivation to do the next thing, and it takes a lot of pepping up. So I'm with you on that.
Lori had a different version.
Yeah, that's why there's so many affairs and romances with co-stars.
Well, I'm that positive. Now Steve has walked off the set.
Cameramen, camerawomen.
Thank you, Lori.
They're bored.
Hour two, we're going to look down memory lane, the best, the worst, the most controversial project down in dirties in history when we come back. Back in a moment.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.